The connection between you and your therapist matters. That's why Alma focuses on helping you find the right someone to talk to, not just anyone. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search by what you want to focus on, like anxiety, relationships, or big life transitions. You can also specify preferences around gender, race, faith, and more to help you find someone who's more likely to understand where you're coming from. Alma also makes it easy for therapists to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of providers in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/notjustanyone to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/notjustanyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented, as always, by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Thursday. We're going to dive into the NFC Championship game here in just a minute and hear from Sean McVay on whether or not Kyle Shanahan is in his head six straight defeats at the hands of the 49ers. But first, we were having a discussion before our last break about what to do or what happens if you have a bet in a state where a certain team or a certain school, colleges, Illinois, New Jersey, is a similar rule, are not eligible. So basically, you're in Illinois, you bet on Michigan to win the Big Ten. Well, what happens if Illinois wins and Michigan finishes second? Do you win? Different books, different rules. So the discussion continued the break. So what do we learn here? But Paul, where are you right now in terms of what you think and what we think? Obviously, different books, different rules.
Looked around at a couple of books. And yeah. So FanDuel, for example, it says if an unquoted selection wins, all bets to be void. So that would lead me to believe you just get, like, you bet on Michigan, you get your money back.
That's what I said.
If we're going under the assumption, like, let's say, just for argument's sake, Illinois finishes one, Michigan two. At least at FanDuel, so Illinois is not listed. You can't bet on Illinois in the state of Illinois. And so Michigan, by default, wins the best conference record top seed on FanDuel. That bet is void because in the grand scheme of things, Illinois has actually won the conference. Even though you can't bet on them, you just get your money back.
Okay.
So multiple books have that rule. At another book, it specifically spells out if an Illinois team wins, Illinois in this case, then the winning bet goes to the next highest seed. So in this case, if that is Michigan, which we bet yesterday on a different book, you have a winning bet if they finish second in the regular season and get the second seed. Assuming they win all tiebreakers and everything else.
What do you prefer?
The glitch in the matrix,
worse odds. You get worse odds in this situation with the second
yesterday
seed.
They were not that much worse. They are worse today. Like if you look around the places where you can get that loophole with Michigan, yesterday they were plus 3,500. Now they're down to plus 2,500. So yesterday, and you know at FanDuel they're plus 3,900. I think yesterday. Today they're plus 4,200. Yeah. So there's a significant dip in the price today. But yesterday the difference was minimal. And you had that little bit of a loophole.
Right.
I'm looking at a couple other Illinois books, and they don't spell it out at all. So I'm
not
sure.
What does it say? Nothing? It looks like everything else?
And it's 40 to 1. I'm sorry. This one says, all bets stand if unquoted team wins.
So what does that mean?
What does that mean? Are you telling me that I can bet on the Big Ten Conference Championship, and if an unquoted team wins, meaning Northwestern or Illinois, that I lose, that you didn't offer me an opportunity to bet on the winner? You can't offer all losers. like yes, no, over, yeah. under. You've got to have a winner available to bet on.
Yeah, that's unfair. Now, the other side of this that Paul was mentioning, the value seems insane to me because I don't know, would you cut it in half? Like, if there was a market for Paul to bet on Michigan to finish first or second in the Big Ten, you would get a worse number.
Right.
But that's basically what you're betting on right now.
What do we think these books would do and say all bets stand if unquoted team wins? If it's a tie, do you get the full share of a win? If it's a tie for first?
Because you can't claim dead heat when there's, you know, according to your
only
book,
one.
There's no dead heat.
So you think you would get the full share, not split?
If they're going to pay it out at all.
I mean, the fairest thing is they should void.
I'm going to reach out to all these books and then,
yeah.
and then
yeah.
hopefully we can get some clarification.
So is this the first time in you guys are in Illinois?
No, unfortunately not.
Okay. No, my
Northwestern
is,
last year in the,
right.
they were in the Big Ten championship game.
But has a Big Ten team won since these rules came into place?
No. Well, Big Ten Illinois team.
Big Ten Illinois team won since the rules came into place.
Well, Illinois Same basketball thing it, last year.
Illinois basketball, they won the tournament last year, but they didn't win the conference. Technically, Michigan won the conference last year.
Okay.
Right. So I wonder if this has actually been a thing yet. Where like people are, hey, like you're feeling it right now. Like, hey, what's going to happen here if I win this? I feel like this hasn't happened yet. And now that's why BetQL Daily is here to get to the bottom of this stuff before
solution. Just let us bet on the Illinois teams instead of going over to Indiana or doing it illegally because it's going to happen anyways. Idiots.
Yes, well, that's true. That's a good point. All right. So we'll put feelers out and send some emails. We'll try to figure out the most we can here and talk about on the show. All right, let's dive into the NFC title game. Why don't we start with listening to Sean McVay yesterday? Is Kyle Shanahan in his head? Six straight losses to the former co-workers in Washington. Here's what McVay had to say.
Knowing Kyle Shanahan so well and with the success that the 49ers have been able to have against you, is Kyle in your head at all, you know, in terms of trying to get past these guys?
No. What I do have is respect for these guys. They've done a great job. You know, you look at it, you got to play well in that 3.5 hour window that we're allotted. You look at the last time that we played them, didn't finish the game, but this is a really good football team. We have a lot of respect for them, but you know, we're competing and preparing to the best of our ability to go out and see if we can advance. But this is a really good team. Kyle's an excellent coach. They got great players, great coaches, good schemes. And so that's why they're in the NFC Championship.
Sean McVay says Kyle Shanahan is not in his head. Whether or not that's true, he's got to find a way to beat him. Six straight losses at the hands of the 49ers, 3-7 against Shanahan. And the crazy part of this, Joe, is that the Rams have had a quarterback advantage for a decent amount of this. Early on, certainly, because early on it was the best of Jared Goff, and the 49ers hadn't established themselves yet. They traded for Garoppolo in the middle of 2017, and then Garoppolo got hurt in 2018. So the first couple of years, it was clearly advantage quarterback McVay. And then you could say Garoppolo overtook Goff for a little bit in the middle, but now this year it should have been advantage quarterback McVay again, with Stafford over Garoppolo. So the quarterback advantage really hasn't dictated how this series has gone.
But how should we look at the entire, let's say six, because it's been six in a row, right?
Mm-hmm.
So sweep in three straight seasons. Should we look at all six, or should we put a lot more into the last two this season because it was an upgrade, according to most? Now, some would actually debate it, that it's actually not that significant. While they're here in the NFC Championship game, I don't know how you could still debate it, and the way that Stafford has played. Do we look much more at the two games this season, or do we still want to look at the last six or even the last 10, where it's been 7-3 in favor of Shanahan straight up and against a spread with different quarterbacks, or just mostly this year?
Yeah, I think it makes more sense to look mostly this year, right? The team's changed so much.
Agree.
But, I mean, you think about it. There's been a lot of games the last couple of years where the Rams are clearly the favorites, and they lose outright to Shanahan.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it seems like a lot of people are, you know, giving Stafford and Cooper Kupp, like, all the hype and credit and kind of knocking Jimmy G. But I like the underdogs in this spot. And also, I mean, in terms of, if you look at any of these trends in conference championships about the home team, that doesn't even matter in this game. I mean, this should be like a home, you know, I think I still give the edge to Shanahan here. I really like the 49ers. Their fans are going to be in that stadium, and I feel like he has Sean McVay's number. And we talk about how hard it is to beat a team three times in a season. But I don't know what the numbers are, but I don't think between these two teams it'll be that difficult for Shanahan to do this again.
So we'll do truth versus trend later in the show. We could probably dive in a little bit more, but I do think this is interesting. So there's been 23 times in the modern era where a team has gone for the 3-0 sweep in the playoffs, right? Exactly what you're just talking about, Aaron. 3-0, but you got to, obviously, in the playoffs is the third time. It's only happened five times where the road team was trying to do this. And that makes sense if you think about it, right? Because these are typically division opponents. If you beat the team in the division twice, you probably won the division. You usually would have the third game at home if you won twice. It didn't work out this way this year. Niners, the road team. It's only 2-2 so far. Five times. This is the fifth time that the third time in a row thing, the road team is trying to pull that off. Joe, that does change the thought a little bit because the numbers say it's not that difficult. Like, so there's been plenty of times the team's won three in a row, but it's usually the third time is at home. It's usually like the home team, better record. That's why they beat them twice. That's not the case this year.
But something
doesn't matter
with the San Francisco and LA.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
And there's not much travel.
No.
So
the perception is that usually the team that won twice is at home because they're better.
Right.
They had a better record. They won a division. That's not the 49ers this year.
So don't we? Yeah. We'll talk about that later in the show. Right. Truth or trend. But I was thinking about this spot specifically for San Francisco, and I don't ever want to go too far with motivation when we're talking about conference championship. So everybody's motivated. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for some. With Brady last week in the Bucs, it was injury-related, but I kept saying, how much is too much? Well, apparently last week was too much. And they got too far behind, and they were unable to pull off the comeback, even though the door was open. Thanks to the Rams and their four lost fumbles in that game. How much is too much with the 49ers? This would be the first time we've ever seen a team win four consecutive games on the road, four games in 4 weeks. How much is too much? Rams, Cowboys, Packers, Rams. I mean, if we line them up, are those, I guess you throw the Bucks in there. But you can make a case that those are the three best teams in the NFC. Four wins in 4 weeks on the road against the top of the NFC. This is something we just haven't seen before, and I'm wondering how much is too much. Is this too much? Now, Shanahan is a guy that it seems like he's perfected the strategy, what you need to do when you go on the road. He's requested multiple times, okay, we'll go out east, but we want to do it in back-to-back weeks. We're going to stay out there. We're not going to deal with traveling across the country multiple times. He's really smart with a lot of that stuff.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from the people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. Pet Meds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. Pet Meds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. Pet Meds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And Pet Meds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of Pet Meds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
He is. He's great about it. And we have different, we can go back to teams in the past that have done this. Sometimes they run out of gas. Sometimes they don't, right? The 2010 Packers went on the road, and they were in Chicago for the NFC title game. They won that game. Yeah. They were better that day. The Giants in 2007, right? They went on the road the whole time. They were on the road, and they finished it off in Green Bay. Then I think about those Jets teams. Remember those Mark Sanchez Jets teams? They had great runs. Like, they won against the Colts. They won against the Patriots. They ran out of gas against the Steelers in an AFC title game. I think the point Joe made there, Aaron, is a good one. Like, how many weeks in a row can they keep winning on the road as the lesser team?
I don't know, but it seems like Shanahan just keeps beating McVay. Maybe I'm crazy here, but is the wrong team favored if Shanahan has McVay's number? I don't know. This line should be closer, I think. Tighter.
It's not like the Niners were impressive on Saturday night, though. Mm-hmm. They didn't play a great game.
True. They didn't even have a touchdown.
They didn't have an offensive touchdown. So I can't go that far. Now, I've been siding with San Francisco all week because it's more than a field goal. Would I side with San Francisco if it's 2.5? Probably not. Yeah, there's not enough value there. In the 6-game run that we're talking about, Shanahan versus McVay, 6-0, Jimmy G was a quarterback in 5 of the 6. The other one was Mullins. Mullins won a game there.
Right.
And for the Rams, obviously, 4 for Goff and 2 for Stafford in those 6 losses.
How significant, I think this can answer our question or kind of help us form the answer to our question Aaron asked. How significant is the quarterback gap in this game? So in the playoffs so far, Stafford has played really, really well. Look at his numbers. And we're talking about, I mean, he's had 73%, 9.5 yards an attempt in the 2 games. He's playing lights out in the playoffs so far, Matthew Stafford. In the regular season, tied for the league lead in interceptions. Jimmy Garoppolo, we know what the perception is, and he's banged up. But I saw this number. This was before last week's game, so I'm sure the numbers have gone down. EPA per dropback since week 8.
Yeah, I know.
Rodgers 1, Garoppolo 2, Mahomes 3, Herbert 4, Burrow 5. That was heading into last week. And I think that included the playoff game that they played against Dallas. So,
Yeah.
How big is the gap between Stafford and Garoppolo?
Here's the thing, and I've cited those numbers all year, and we've been talking a lot about how impressive Garoppolo was in the second half of the season. Do our eyeballs tell us he's impressive in the playoffs? No, they don't.
He's hurting.
Well, but this is what we're dealing with. Yeah. He's still going to be hurt. At least a tier or two. And I'm not the biggest Stafford fan, but the way he's playing right now, the gap is at least a tier or two. Maybe Stafford, and I'm just going off the top of my head, maybe Stafford cracks in the top 10 and Garoppolo top 20. Is that unfair?
Right, like right now for Sunday. I agree. Yeah. Down the stretch of the season, though, week 8 to 17, they might have been even, like just based on the way they were playing.
Really quick, the Rams' offensive average is 28.4 points per game and the Niners is 28. That's just slightly better if you look at that.
Good point. You're right. They're even offenses. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Oxford, BetQL Daily. We'll dive into the head coaching carousel, including a hire in Denver next on the BetQL Network.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin. What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan? What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect forever.